Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 191.
In this one, we're talking about opposite day. Let's go. T-Money, did you do opposite day in school? Think about elementary. Maybe you would wear opposite clothes. Your schedule was at opposite times. You'd say and do opposite things just for fun. Opposite day.
Yeah.
Right. Well, what if we?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, what if we did that with our mindset? Here's why this is important. Because just team, watch this now. Whatever the brain thinks, whatever you verbalize out loud, whatever you say, the brain believes it to be true. And we know that most thoughts that come in and out are usually negative. So what if we played the game opposite day and we just were relentless with our thoughts and our words saying what we want to be true about ourselves opposite day? Like T-Money, I'm thinking I'm an Emmy award-winning producer, director, or broadcaster, or I'm healthy, or I'm strong. All I do is close deals. All I do is win games. That's who I am. The brain believes whatever it thinks and it verbalizes out loud. It does.
Right.
But most of us just don't go on, we go unchecked. We're not aware of this. So this is by design, not by default. And I want us to imagine Benjamin Franklin, 1700s. He invented a lot of stuff. One of the things he invented was a lightning rod he'd put on the top of the house that if a lightning were to strike a house, it would hit that lightning rod and it would redirect down to a safe place in the ground. So that's like our thoughts. We're hit with energy and it could serve or help you. There is electricity in that, which he also found too. So there's power in words. There's power in words. So I have two challenges today, T-Money. Challenge number one is play the game opposite day. Whatever I think and say is actually true. Play that game with yourself and just write down some things, say some things, affirmations, things you want to manifest. But also opposite day is just like that lightning rod. When you notice negative thoughts, notice doubt, notice fear, redirect. Redirect opposite on who you want to be. Challenge the thought. Challenge those feelings because they're most often not true. Let's play opposite day, bro.
Let's go.
How do you feel about that? Are you going to do that today?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I think I really like the dual concept there. I think the idea of those affirmations, everything like that, just always pops out at me. I think that's something super important. But then the lightning rod is something that, like, you say opposite day. I'm like, I'm not thinking of that, but then bring it in and it connects. And I really like that idea, too, of redirecting the energy. So
we all have the power of free will. As Ali Love on the Peloton once wisely said,
let's go.
Our first thought will be negative, but our second, third, and fourth thought doesn't have to be. Dr. Susan David asks, who's in charge, the thinker or the thought? If the mind is untrained, the thought will win. If the mind is trained, the thinker will win. We have the power of free will to design language, words, want to picture, say, verbalize, feel. We also have the power to notice, not judge, redirect, opposite day, let's go. The body has limits.
But the mind is limitless.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.